This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom aleichem, brachim abayim. Agit devach. We're starting a new miktsayah today. Simen kufnun. Hilchos Beis HaKnesses. The laws of a shul. The first thing is, I'm going to say my law first. The first law is of a shul is it has to be a shul. A shul is a place where people go to daven. Let's say they don't go to daven. Let's say they go there to talk. Or let's say they bring their phone in. So it's not a shul. It's like a social pub or a club. It's a clubhouse. But if you want to be a shul, it has to be a place where people go to pray. You know, that's the first halacha. So when you come into shul in the morning, you want to make sure that you take your phone and you leave it outside. Otherwise, you're not even entering a shul. Okay. Simen Kuf Nun. Binyan Beis HaKnesses of Shia Gavaya. Building a shul and it should have height. Koifin B'nei Eir Zezah Livnois Beis HaKnesses. The residents of a city could force each other to build a shul. So in other words, let's say you have a bunch of people that live in an area and they're davening in someone's living room. Or there's a tent in someone's backyard, and somebody gets up and says, look, we got to build a shul. Everyone's going to have to give X number of dollars to make it happen. So one guy says, I don't want to. I'd rather daven in the living room, or I'd rather in a tent. No, we force him. We coerce him to pay money to build a shul. It's a social obligation. It's a societal obligation of Kali Yisrael to build a basic house. V'liknois lehem Torah, neviim uksuvim. And to buy a sefer Torah, and to buy a klaf for the haftarah. Let's say a guy says, I don't want to buy a klaf. We don't want to buy a klaf. Because then the bar mitzvah boys can't lane. So we say, pal, when you have the opportunity to start a new religion, then you could legislate that it's more important for the bar mitzvah boys to lane. But since Hashem gave the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai, and in it, he gave us a Shulchan Aruch, it says we force people to pay money to buy Neviim and Ksuvim. V'ayin le'el simenun hei im kodem zel zel liskor lehem minyan. Look earlier whether we could force people to pay money to hire others to come to make a minyan. Says the Mishnah Berurah, koifin v'chulu, zel l'shoin harambam hilchas tfila perak yud aleph, kamakam sheyesh bo yasara miyisrael. Whenever there are 10 Jews, you need to prepare a house that they should enter for davening. Whenever there's a time for tefillah. Even the minority could force the majority. In other words, even the minority who want a basic knesses could force the majority who do not want a base HaKnesses. Regarding the mitzvah of building a Beis HaKnesses, the Stechemet brings in the name of the Maisa Avram and other Achronim that it's included in the mitzvah Asay of Asuli Mikdash. He brings the Zayar. Every Beis HaKnesses is called a Beis HaMikdash. So, by the way, if you wanted to emulate, let's say, Titus, and bring, let's say, an Avodah Zarah or like a Zayna into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so what you could do is you could take your phone and you could leave it on and you could bring it into the shul and you, too, could be like Titus. If, you know, you've ever wanted to do something like that, that would be an opportunity for you. Also, the Stechemet brings that some hold building a shul is only mitzvah d'rabbanan. Some say it's not even a drabanan. It's not a dairis. It's not a drabanan. It's like sort of we said before, it's a societal obligation. In other words, there are mitzvahs dairis and the chumash. There are mitzvahs drabanan. And then there are what are called chiyuvei b'nei ho'ir. The Avnei Nezin Archaim Simembe says building a shul mitzvah drabanan. However, the mitzvah is not the maseh ha'asiyah. The mitzvah is the result. Therefore, you don't have to be the builder. You could hire a construction worker, the construction worker could be of any ethnicity, because the mitzvah is the result of having the shul, not of the act of building it. Okay. Now, regarding the geder hachiyuv of building Beis HaKnesses, the Be'er Halacha says later on, it's not enough that you have a place to daven. You need a makom miyuchad, that it should be considered a mikdash ma'at. Okay. We continue in the Mishnah Berurah. Livnois. V'mein b'koicham livnois. If they don't have the capacity to build, m'chuyam ha'kvanim liskar. They need to rent makom miyuchad l'tfila. V'kasu ha'poiskim d'bebinyan beis ha'knesses goivin l'fi mamayin l'chuda. Regarding building a shul, we collect only based on money. What does it mean, only l'fi, only in accordance with money? Meaning, depending how much money you have. If you're rich, you give more. If you're poor, you give less. Uveschirus beis hakneses, but by rental, goyven chetzil l'fi mamon v'chetzil l'fi nefashos. But if there's a rental of a shul, then the way we charge people is 50% based on your monetary status, and 50% just how many people are in your family. But in general, when a shul is built, don't say, well, you know, he only gave X, so I'm only going to give X. No, he only gave X because he doesn't have so much. You have more, you're mechuyev to give more. If you prevent the building of a shul, afilu yesh beis hakneses acheres ba'ir, even if there's another shul in the city, moineahu rabim milasis mitzvah, you're preventing the rabim from doing a mitzvah. The Knesset HaGdolah adds something very harsh. He says if you prevent the building of a shul, it's like you destroyed a shul. Rav Moshe explains that it's better for a city to have two batei kneisiyos than one, because sometimes one is a better location for someone on the other side of the city. So therefore, if you prevent the building of a shul, you are like, it's like you destroyed a shul. However, if the big shul holds everyone, then they're now at a split. It's better for everyone to daven together because of Baroi Vam Hadras Melech. The idea that everyone should daven in one place and that everyone should daven in one binyan is when everyone has the same mindset, so their unified prayer is beautiful. Avalam chalak libam, but if they can't get along, yoyser tov hu shiyispalu kat b'fnei atzma. It's better for every group to subdivide. Says the Radvaz, don't mistakenly think that I'm trying to say that it's better for there to be different segments or different groups. No, the Hakraksiv, Chavur Atzabim Afrayim Hanachloi. Groups of idolaters are Afrayim. Let them be. Chalak Libam. In other words, when Klal Yisrael is unified, even if they serve Avodah Zarah, Hashem says, he'll overlook it. But chalak libam, but when they're disparate, when they're in dispute, ata yashamu, now they're guilty. It's best if they could all try to have one viewpoint and come together in tefillah. But where they can't get along, if they're always quarreling, then then you pick the lesser of two evils. In other words, like this. Let's say you have a big minyan. You have 200 people in the minyan. And they have some kind of disagreement about shul protocol. So the ideal is if they could come to some kind of consensus and maintain the large minyan. Why? Bereivam hajas melech. But furthermore, more than that is that it brings Hashem nachas if everyone could get along. If it's impossible for everyone to get along, then we have no alternative. It's better that they should break up into two different groups. Why? But Hashem doesn't like when there's a split. Yeah, but Hashem doesn't like even more when there's constant bickering. So you got to pick the Rabbi Miutai. V'ayin b'pischei tshuva chashmesim kufsanach beiz ma'sheherech b'inyanim elu of the when breakup in a shul is good or not good. Uksuvim. Now, when the Mechaber says, Liknoisam Torah, Nevi'im, Uksuvim, says the Mishnah Brura, why would you need Ksuvim? Kedei sheyikra behem, kol mi sheyirtzim natzibur. If anybody wants to learn Ksuvim, they'll have a sefer of Ksuvim. What if you're in some shul where nobody is yeshiva educated and nobody can really pick up svarim? Are you mechuyev to buy svarim for a shul? Should a shul have svarim even if no one is going to learn it? Rav Moshe says, you're mechuyev to buy svarim so that it's possible for people to learn, especially according to the Rush, that by buying svarim, you're mekayim mitzvahs kesiva sefer Torah. There's a chiyuv on the Bnei Yair to buy svarim, even if nobody's going to learn them. Accordingly, let's say you live in a city where there's no minyan. So since we're learning, the purpose of buying Nevi'im and Ksuvim is not to lean from it, it's to learn from it. Even if you don't have a minyan, you have to buy it. What if it's a choice between building a shul and having a klaf for the Nevi'im? What's more important? You should sell your shul to buy a klaf for the Nevi'im. You sell the shul to buy a klaf for the Nevi'im. The Dershu brings to the Bir Halacha, Mutter l'chadchila limkar beis ha-kneses kedei liknois Nevi'im uksuvim. What if there will be no other shul to daven in? Go into Yankel's living room and daven in his living room so you could have a klaf for the Haftarah. More important to have a klaf for the Haftarah than to have a shul. Now, again, we're not telling anybody what to do. We're just here to tell you what Hashem once told Moshe Rabbeinu the right thing is for Jewish people. But of course, you could do whatever you want. You know, that's your prerogative, whether you're going to follow the what we call the Mosaic Law, the Torah Misinai. Anyway, okay, we'll continue now. V'dafka b'yameim sh'lei nitan lichtav rak tar nevi'im uksuvim. That was back in their day, where they only wrote tar nevi'im uksuvim. Aval achshav m'chuyavim gam l'knoi sefrei Talmud. You also have to buy Gemaras, u'perusheim, and the explanation. L'lamed b'hem l'ktan v'gdoilim, for young and old to learn. U'v'mekoyim ha'sfarim etzuyim, and in a place where svarim are very commonly found, in koifin liknois svarim. Then, meaning in places where svarim are readily available, we don't force anyone to purchase svarim, rak sefer Torah. We only force them to buy a sefer Torah. In other words, if there are many people in the city that have svarim that people could borrow, Gemaras, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim, then we're not going to force the residents of the shul to purchase that because anyone who wants could easily borrow it. We will force them to buy a sefer Torah. There yichol mishal etzel anshei ho'ir. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan says, Bizmanenu, you're mechuyev to buy Tanakh with Rashi, the Rambam, the Tur, the Shulchan Aruch, and other Svarim HaMachrachim. What if you have a choice between a Sefer Torah and a Talmud Bavli? You're in a city, and either you could buy a Sefer Torah or a Talmud Bavli. The Mishnah Berurah says later, it's possible you should sell the Sefer Torah to buy a Talmud Bavli. Regarding the Maila of Kniyas Svarim, says the Shas Hashivas Chassam Sofer, that if somebody who provides Svarim for Elohim Dei Torah, then it's like you're doing tzedakah b'chaleis, like it says, v'tzedkasa yomed sa'ad. Should you sell Svarim to buy a mikvah, to build a mikvah? No. Building a mikvah is a little mitzvah compared to buying Svarim. So you have shuls, they're busy making a mikvah. They're not even making it for women, they're making it for men. And they don't have a klaf to lay in the Haftarah. Now, truth be told, when the Bir Halacha says later on, Sim Kuf Nun Gimel, you're allowed to sell the shul to buy Svarim, it's talking about if you don't have Nevi'im and Ksuvim to learn from. Whether you're going to sell it to have Nevi'im and Ksuvim to read, that we'll have to see. In the Sefer Tzedakah Mishpat, he brings from the Sefer Taras Mayim that this idea that having Svarim is more important than having a mikvah is only if you wouldn't have Svarim at all. And you'd be able to build the mikvah without buying the Svarim. But if you, by not selling the Svarim, you're not going to have a mikvah at all, then you would be allowed to sell it. Now, once we're on the topic of the klaf, Lamaisa the Dirshu brings down, are you mechuyev to buy Nevi'im and Ksuvim klaf for the Haftorah? In Siman Reish Pei Daled, the Mishnah Berurah comes out l'chadchila, it's ro'i v'nachayin that every tzibur should have Nevi'im and Ksuvim klaf. And that was the Minag Hagra, and that is the Minag Meni Kehilois, v'ashrei chalkam. The Shaar Tzion says that if a tzibur is noyeg l'hakel, ein limchais b'yadam. But if, let's say, they happen to have some money, of course they have to buy Nevi'im and Ksuvim. Especially in our days, where they put marble in the shul, you can't put marble in a shul if you don't have Nevi'im and Ksuvim. You can't do that. Why do you need marble in the shul? You don't need marble in the shul. You do need Nevi'im and Ksuvim. And even though they're Kavanos Hashem Shamayim because of Zekei Levaveu, it is more important to have Nevi'im and Ksuvim. I cannot imagine that there's any shul today that is so simple that they have, they don't have any ornaments in the shul and they can't afford to buy a klaf. Lamaisa the Shulchan Aruch Harav is Mekel, and the Kesav Sofer, let's see what he says over here, says that in the Beis Medrash of Chassam Sofer, there are noyeg always to read the Haftorah from a Chumash. But like we said, the Minag Hagra, the Mishnah Berurah says, L'chadchila, you should have Haftarah B'klaf.
It sounds like a little bit of a Chumrah, the way he says it.
What do you mean, a Chumrah?
Yeah,
the Lashon of the Mishnah Berurah is L'chadchila. The Lashon of the Mishnah Berurah is L'chadchila. Correct.
Talking about, like, in a shul, and there's a majority, and how do you have a right to do marble? Because if no one in the tzibur wants to do it sounds like a chumrah to me.
Yeah, it's a chumrah. But it's a chumrah which is appropriate to do. Considering the fact that when it comes to 90% of other things that people do, they're machmer. Why are they're not mekel? Nobody, you know, when you buy a Sefer Torah, you buy l'chadchila Sefer Torah. What things do we do b'di'eved? You know, you're doing something for the whole tzibur. Why would you do the Haftorah b'di'eved?
Because
yeah, but it's wrong. That's a misplaced chumrah. It's more important to be machmer on the Haftorah than to be machmer on nice marble. In other words, you can't force them.
Where do you see that? I don't know.
What?
How do we know that?
This, because the Chafetz Chaim, who is an Orthodox rabbi, he said so. He said, the Chafetz Chaim says that it's more important to be machmer on Haftar and Aklaf than to be machmer on Zekeli Van Veyu in the Beis HaKnesses. He says in the Shaar Tzion, in Sun Reish Pei Dalet, Ein Limchas V'Yad Nogim L'Hakel, but if they could afford it, especially because they've spent so much money on things in the shul that are not needed. And yeah, they're Kavanos L'Shem Shemayim, but it's more important to be Misnoya in the Haftarah than to be Misnoya in whatever. In the, yeah. If you pay someone, you'll have someone to lane. The same way, what if you don't have money to buy the marble? You're not going to have the marble. So if you don't have money to pay someone to lane from the cloth, you won't have it. Look, you know, if you're in a makeshift place and people have a hard time putting it together and building the shul, so, you know, it's maybe legitimate. You don't have the money to pay $10,000 for each one of the Nevi'im and Ksuvim. But nowadays, the shuls, they invest millions of dollars in the shuls, so why can't they put in $50,000 to get klaf for the Haftarah? Anyway, Reb Chaim, based on the Gro, is very makbid on... I know that if people ask Reb Chaim Kanievsky, you know, if a shul doesn't have klaf, because they don't have money for it, Reb Chaim said, get money for it. Okay, let's hold her here.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.